Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing show for you tonight on the conversation. We're going to talk about Los Angeles County and how inmates are trying to get infected so that they can let themselves get out of jail, because they're letting inmates go if they're infected. If I don't wear a mask, I'm going to be thrown in jail. But if they're infected, they're going to be released from jail. How does that make sense?
They don't even have to be infected. They'll just be released. Possibility.
What a shock. Rich Hollywood elitist. There's my wife. Just like they back Biden, they back Trump. No, they back the devil. Obama. You know, what was it Jamie Foxx said? My Lord and Savior Barack Hussein Obama. Nah, Jesus Christ. That's our Lord and Savior. That's why I do this show every day. You want to unplug that? My phone. I have my phone plugged in just for the battery. But, you know, I mean, Creepy Joe. Joe Biden needs to go to a nursing home that's makeshifted to be like the Oval Office. He'll be fine.
He'll think he's president.
Yeah, he will. I mean, he's got issues. And as a Christian, he needs help. There's something really wrong with him, and he truly needs help. But that's just how it is.
Oh.
What are you doing to my hair?
Trying to fix it.
I had it.
No, you didn't. You had it split down the middle.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, you look like alfalfa.
Okay. That probably looks worse. I'm just kidding. See, my wife's a Christian. She says I'm number one. But anyways, I mean, you got Donald Trump, who is telling the media what it is. Like, okay, they're devil. I ain't talking to you. Leave. Well, how do you da da da? No. Talk to China about the virus. They're the ones that started this whole thing. I want to get into all this stuff. Should Chuck Todd be fired? Because he did... Well, it's obvious. I mean, the edited video. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious, but... I want to get into that and so much more. Let me see here. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Think of this, you're going through your day to day, because my mom is someone that's doing that. My mom is just like, I'm going to go. I'm going to live my life. If I'm going to the gym, I'll be the first one there. I mean, I've never wiped down a cart before using it. Never have. I'm going to live my life. If today is the day that the Lord has made for me to be with my brother, then that's what it's meant to be. I don't know. Who knows our last day? God does. Now, it's not about me. The show, I always give credit to God for the show. You know, whatever. I mean, and that's what I do. I have a platform. Almost 365 times it says in the Bible, thou shalt not fear. If God says it that many times, he can stand on the word. He can believe in the word. I think I'll put my Bible back in the bedroom. Oh, I had it here earlier. I'm like, I'm going to put it in the bedroom. Because sometimes after Thursday, when I'm done doing my show Thursday, we have Bible study now online. So I usually just have my Bible right here, and I... Because sometimes I'm here and I'll have like the New Living Translation version. I'll have like the King James version looking at them, but it's just, you know, these inmates are trying to drink very hot water from the same cup to try to get their temperature elevated. Oh, my temperature's elevated. I got COVID-19. You have to release me. And then they're all drinking from a shared cup. They're sniffing a shared mask. They're all trying to get the virus so that they can be released. Now, how does that make sense? They have what's called, okay, if you get into a fight, that puts you in solitary confinement. And for like 23 hours a day, you're confined to a jail cell, right? Yeah. So why can't they do that now? I'm asking for a friend who wants to know why, if you can take and put an inmate who's caught fighting and put him in a solitary confinement cell for like, I don't know, 23 hours a day, and he only comes out like for an hour in a rec room by himself. Why can't you put inmates in there that get COVID-19? I'm asking for a friend, because, you know, I'm going to, because here's the thing. If you get arrested for not wearing a mask by people who aren't wearing masks, is it really about a virus? Or is it really about something more? So, you know, whatever you do, no matter what it is, man, think, what would Jesus do? You know, make people smile. If someone wants to be an a-hole to you, be nice back to them. If someone's a bunghole to you and treats you like crap and, okay, you embezzled all this money, now you think you can just give it all back and everything's hunky-dory? Yeah, you think you can just be hunky-dory now because you gave it. You took all this money, now you're thinking, just give it back and everything's going to be normal. Well, we're going to prosecute you. I don't know. I'm just asking for forgiveness. I did what I did was wrong. There you go. There's the money back. And if someone's going to be mean to you or mad at you, go right ahead. But treat them the way you want to be treated. So wait a minute, going off on him, I was mean to him, why was he nice to me? Why was he doing all this stuff nice to me? I mean, you got Hollywood celebrity leaders defending their Lord and Savior, Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. See this? Trump flag. See that? That's a Trump flag. You know what's above the Trump flag? The American flag. The American flag trumps a Trump flag. You know what's above those? Not here. The cross. Yeah, we got crosses. Yeah, Christ is above all those. I mean, he's deadhead, but Christ comes first. And that's what it's about. I mean, these liberals act like Joe Biden's Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, he did some bad things, but you know what, whatever. He's going to be our leader. He's the man for the child. He's Joe Biden. Oh, wait a minute here. Joe Biden? Our leader is Jesus Christ. I don't care who it is. If you're a Christian and a boss tells you to do something, are you going to do it if you don't stand? I guarantee you, the average Christian, 99% of all Christians, yeah, okay, if they're going to ask, the boss is going to ask you to do something that goes against your belief system, you ain't going to go out against your belief system. You're not going to do it. You're going to be like, no way. Luckily, where I work, I have friends that get my beliefs, that understand me. That, you know, you can talk about biblical things, and they understand. They get it. You know, how it is. Oh, yeah, and if you're just joining me, thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are all around the world. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate. If you donate money to my PayPal link and you can message me and say, hey, I donated $200 or $5 or whatever, that money will be put aside for new equipment, for better equipment and stuff. Because, like, some of this stuff, my wife didn't kind of know what, so we just kind of got, she got, and, you know, and we just slowly grow God's show, you know. But it's one of those things that, like, that's what's scary, because they're talking about, like, in universities, like, well, this pandemic's going to come back around again come September, so we're probably going to debate now. We need to answer the question now. Should we even open up colleges and schools in September if this pandemic's going to roll around again? What should we do? We got to play God, because we got to decide, instead of letting God decide, instead of saying God's in control, we're going to be in control. Do we open up schools? Do we close schools? I still remember a time in Indiana, and this was because I was working at Amazing American Girl. I was like the sous chef, and it was like Valentine's Day. And then like 2 days before, because it was going to fall on Friday night. And like Wednesday, hello, I'm your chief meteorologist, WLFI. I'm Mac Sorensen, whatever his name, I can't remember who was at the time. You know, I mean, what we're talking about now is, you know, if we get half of the ice that we're expecting to get, it's going to be bad, folks. I mean, most places are going to shut down. We're looking at probably 2 to 3 inches of ice and icy, snowy sleet mix. It's going to be very deadly, very dangerous, yada, yada, yada. And they, like, Thursday, school's closed on Friday, all this stuff. And then you find out, well, the ice storm's going to hit, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning. Then it's 6 o'clock, then 7 o'clock, then 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, rock. And then before you know it, it never came. We didn't get anything. And for like 3 days, you couldn't buy anything. Milk, bread, eggs, cheese, stores were sold out, everything, because we weren't going to have nothing. People were hoarding toilet paper to burn to heat their houses because they didn't think they'd have power for months, because we were supposed to get all this stuff. Because, see, the schools said, hey, the meteorologist said, not what did God say? What did the word say? I shall not fear. Live your life. God also gave you a brain. Don't be stupid. I mean, don't sit there and go to back alleys and try to suck people's blood. God gave you the will and the freedom to do that. But is it a smart thing to do? Probably not. If you don't have a mask and you find one in the dumpster and you have to have a mask before you go in the store because that store mandates you wear a mask, you should probably use the brain God gave you to go in and get a mask and pay that dollar or whatever, or have one. Even if you don't believe in wearing a mask and you want to go into a store where they require one for you to shop there, you should probably have something already, instead of going into the dumpster. Just because you shall not live in fear doesn't mean you should be stupid. Yeah, I don't live in fear, so I'm gonna swim from New York to Paris, France. I'm gonna swim the entire ocean. I don't fear. I mean, use common sense. Use what the word gives you. Common sense. Oh, thank you all so much for tuning in. Wherever you're around the world, thank you so much. Let's see where we're at here. Okay. But these are Hollywood elites. Like, Obama. It's like, I mean, I just want to Dude, does Barbara, I wonder if Barbara Streisand has like a bronze statue of Obama in her yard. Oh, hail Obama, the dear leader. Yes, I'm Megan Streisand, and when you take a photo of Obama, it better be, I got security guards that will knock you out if you don't respect. You never lie down in front of the dear leader Obama. And don't use his middle name either. Don't call him Hussein. My Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. I like Trump. But let me, oh, the Trump supporters will drink the Kool-Aid. So soon. Yeah. No. God gave me a brain. Joe Biden. He needs to be... I mean, there's a joke I saw today that's like a serious joke that he needs to go to the nursing home with a mock-up of the Oval Office and say he's from there. And it's a serious joke. And someone goes, well, what do you mean serious joke? Well, it's kind of a joke, haha, but at the same time, I honestly believe he is suffering from something. I don't know. I think he's in dementia in some stage. In some stage, he's got dementia or something. There's a lot of times he's not making sense. I mean, Joe Biden likens running mate process, looking him up, you know, to see who he wants, to pin-up calendar competition. I truly think he wants, see, they want a woman in there. That way, even though I support Sarah Palin, I'm racist and sexist and everything because, you know, they got to make up stuff. I mean, I've said this before, I'll get flack for this one, but I've said this before, but I'll get flack for this one. That recent shooting where there's two white people are accused of killing a black kid. If two black people had killed that black kid, would you have ever heard of that shooting? Would you have ever known the people's names? Would it have ever made the mainstream news? I'll wait for you to tell me if it would. I'll wait. I'm going to sleep. Wake me up in about 50 years when you have a case where black-on-black crime makes national headline news. Oh, what? It's been 50 years? It never happened? Huh. It never will. It is not part of the agenda. They want to push white people kill black people. Racist, racist. Death is wrong. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. If I ever had an intruder in my home and I had to defend myself, that'd be the hardest decision I ever. I'm having to take a human life. I'd be going into MacGyver mode if possible. How can I take this person down without a weapon? It's wrong. Death is wrong. When are we going to come to this notion that, okay, hey, these two people killed this person. Unless there's evidence of self-defense, and I think there might be evidence. I don't know. Because someone asked me, look, what do you think about this or that or whatever? Until I sit in the courtroom and hear every ounce of the testimony and all the footage and all the testimony, I don't know. I can't say, but why can't we look at it as two people killed this other person? Good, bad, or indifferent, is it right? Is it right? Should that have happened? Not, we got two racist KKK Trump-supporting white guys that killed a poor little defenseless innocent black man. Why can't it be humans killing humans? Why can't it be that? And what makes it right? Oh, I guess if it's black on black, yes, it's okay. It's acceptable because you never hear about that unless you live in Chicago and then it's on the news every dang day in the local news. I mean, you have Italians tired. Okay, let's wait. Let's open up. We can't keep going with no restaurants, with no money, no businesses. The country's bankrupt as it was bankrupt before COVID-19, and now you're bankrupt even worse. They want to open up. They want to get back. They want to go and do. They want to live their lives. They don't want to be locked up in a box. Your body actually needs bacteria to fight bacteria. The word 365 times, remember, that's not fear. We need to think about that. We need to open up and do. You know, when they talk about, well, will the colleges open up? I don't know. I think we need to close the colleges indefinitely. I don't think kids can ever go back to college ever again. Well, I can't believe we're ever going to open. I think we need to stay in our homes, lock the door, and throw away the keys forever. And some civilization thousands of years from now are going to find a ton of decrepit places with people because they were locked down. No, we need to get up and go and do. We shall not live in fear. You know, these people that won't even, I can't believe they can open it up. What do you mean? The virus is, they're talking about a third, fourth, sixth, seventh, eighth wave. Really? They had pop-up mass hospitals. If you don't know what a mass hospital is, it's like a mobile hospital that they set up. Mass units. Army hospitals. Let me see here. How many patients did those hospitals see? Take the one off of 10, and what are you left with? Take the one off 100. What are you left with? Zeros. None. Nada. Nathan. Yeah, we got to close these hospitals down because they ain't seen nobody. People are not seeing the real people. That's why I try to wake up people. And I think I do a pretty good job of it. Could be wrong. But I try to wake people up. Hello, McFly. Hello. Wake up. Do you see any politician looking like they've gone 2 months without a haircut? I don't think so. They look like they go to the spa every day. Oh yeah, you on lockdown, but I'm going around. Yeah, I'm going partying tonight. We're kicking it. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We're going to get some Alizé. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the liquor stores are closed here. You can't, but, yeah, what's up? I need my Alizé. Can you hook me up? Yeah, right. I'll be over. Yeah, I'm going to have, like, contactless delivery of Alizé. I'm the mayor of Chicago. We're going to kick it. I'm getting my hair cut. Oh, hell yeah. You know how we do it. Mm-hmm. Going to have some Alizé, some Hennessy. I'm getting flack for that one. I call him Tiger Woods. He ain't no good, but Barack Obama, Michelle's out there saying, you folks need to stay at home and only go out if you absolutely have to, and I don't even think I would even go out for that. I mean, starve to death or get the coronavirus and die, your choice. Barack Obama out there doing? Four. I'm the only one on the golf course, so I think I'll just tee that way up again. Whoop, topped it. Okay, let me try that again. Okay. 4 hours later, he finally Okay, I'm just going to make... Yeah, did you get my golf ball shooter? Yeah, it's a CO2 thing that shoots a golf ball, so I can... In the tee, I can just shoot my golf ball, and that's what I do. I just pretend like I hit it, but then I take the golf ball shoot, because I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, but this is how bad it is. Chuck Todd should be fired. I mean, if you believe half of the footage that they show of Donald J. Trump on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Headline News, it's so deceptively edited and cut and pasted, it's not even funny. The only good thing about it, I mean, is they're cutting and pasting in like a 1 minute span. It's like when you watch Chris Angel and you can sit there and you can see how the shadows are different. That's how I can figure out a lot of his magic tricks when you watch these magic. Because like my wife is a good example of this. Because she always complains that like, because I'm one of those people that watch, like, okay, this scene right here, if you ever watch Smokey and the Bandit, you know, the Sheriff Buford T. Justice's car is on the side of the road and the door is closed. Then you see the car carrying semi drive by and the guy yells, "Banzai!" and takes out Sheriff Buford T. Justice's door, driver's side door. Well, how can he take out the driver's side door when the door was shut in the scene, right when they show the door shut, and then they show the car carrier semi drive right by it, and now the door's magically opened. It's that. I mean, thank God this is only like a minute long, because if it was a really, because like on Chris Angel, you could sit there and see shadows that were so different, it's because where the sun was when they were filming. Like this little scene took probably 5 hours to film. But they cut and pasted together. I mean, like when you see the stuff with Chuck Todd and how it is so deceptively edited, it's not even funny, but they try to make him look bad. They try to make, see, they the liberals have to take the, and try to take God and twist his words around to make him look bad. And I don't mean Trump per se. Well, it's an analogy. They can't stand on the truth. If Trump was so bad, they wouldn't have to cut, paste, and edit his stuff to make him look bad. Just over 30 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much. I might be talking and looking at getting Craig on my show. I'm going to look into seeing if we can do like a FaceTime thing where it's half screen me, half screen him. I'm going to look and figure out how to do that and see if I can get him. That way we might do blog talk. He's just a guy that's into the word and, you know, so... And he's just a believer like me. And why I do this show because when you had people like, we had to deal with 8 years of Obama, we had to put up with 8 years of Bush. Oh, wow. So you're expecting me to put up with 8 years of Obama when we had 8 years of Bush? I didn't care for Bush. And let me see, Bush, Obama, you know, I've had to deal with 4 years of a Bush, 8 years of a Clinton, 8 years of a Bush, and 8 years of Obama. Basically, anyone anybody that I have basically that's ran since Reagan left office, I haven't really supported. Taking it easy, folks. But it's the truth. I really haven't. They've all been bad. And I've said this a million times. and I hop on it, and that's what I try to wake people up on. Okay, come to the Republican side. But then I try to get people to the conservative side to where, okay, yeah, you want freedom. Because John McCain had NAR in front of his name. That's right, NAR. What did that R stand for? Socialist Progressive Liberal. He wasn't a Republican, but he was in the party. That's how it was. Pardon me. But that's how it was. And that's how it is. We live in this world of misinformation. If I had a dollar for every post I get take down or have like a thing, this is misleading, it's not real. I've had stuff from CBS, NBC, I want to say Fox News and Breitbart that have been, I can see it, but no one else can because it was taken down. But I can go to a Facebook page of CNN or Fox News or whatever, and you can read the article. You can click on it. It brings it up. You're able to watch it. But when I tried to share the thing, and like 2 hours later, it said it was deemed false. Misleading. I'm a fact checker. I want to meet these fact checkers. Get them on the phone with me. I mean, I understand, like, Fox News or Breitbart, they might try to take down. But when it was like CBS, I think, was one that I shared. And I went to the page because someone shared it, so I shared. And it came up as like, but our fact checker said this is false. Well, if my posts are taken down because they're misleading or false, then how can CNN even have a Facebook page? How can MSNBC, how can NBC even have a Facebook page? I bet you $100 you can probably, I haven't even searched it, but I bet you can go up on Facebook and find that thing of Chuck Todd's that's deceptively edited. Even though it's not, it's fake because it's not like Trump saying it's deceptively edited. It's the fight because I've dealt with this fight for the whole time I've been in this conversation. It's getting worse. Like I got a post taken down because the CDC at one time, and if you look in the books, the CDC at one time did not recommend wearing a mask, and it was actually in their recommendations not to wear a mask if you were healthy. That's what we shared because the CDC said at one time, now that the CDC says, yes, you should wear a mask, yes, you should do this, yes, you should do that, now they say it's false because you liked. Because you shared what they used to. We're sharing that for the hypocrisies. Because, you know, because we were supposed to believe that, like, it was like 1.9 million or something, like close to 2 million people were supposed to die from this COVID-19. Where did they get that info from? How did they know how many people were supposed to die if they really didn't know much about this virus? I wonder, when it comes to corona, the beer virus from China, call it the China virus because it comes from China. The China virus. Yeah, you name viruses from the regions they come from. The Black Plague came from the Black Sea. Know your history. It's not racist, that's fact. But, you know, this video will probably get taken down because I said that China virus is coming from China. That's fact. Call it the U.S. virus if it originated in the U.S. Call it the USA virus. You wonder if it's doing what it's supposed to do, like have the actual COVID, the people that actually died from COVID-19, the real ones, not the ones that they try to label as COVID, but they're not, but the real COVID-19 deaths. You wonder if it's killed as many as they thought it would, or is it doing what it's supposed to? Is it not enough? I mean, because remember, Bill Maher was like, you know, if Americans got to fall apart and have hardships and everything to get Trump out of office, then that's what's going to happen. Sorry, America. So let me get this straight. So if Trump is doing a great job, you want the country to fall apart and collapse so that you can blame Trump just to bring someone in to make the country the way Trump had it in the first place? I don't want to have more pay. I don't want to have a higher wage. I'd love to make more money. I need more money. I want to have stuff more valuable. I want to be able to have stuff more affordable. But we live in different worlds. When I grew up, it wasn't a clickbait society. It wasn't a click society. Google, I need help with zebras. Okay. This is an article about zebras. Zebra is an animal closely related to the horse, mostly found in Africa, with white and yellow, white and black stripes. Cool. I mean, I had to beg my mom, please, I promise, if you go to the library this time, I will study. Please. No, my friends aren't coming with me. No, I'm not planning to meet people there. Please. I want to study. And by the grace or whatever, it's kind of like it's a double-edged sword. She knows I'm not really going to do much, but I have to go there to study. And then half the times, sometimes I would try to be really smart about it and try to get books about my subject so that at least if I haven't studied at all, I had books on the subject so I could check them out and do the homework later, because at least my mom would be cool with me checking out the books. She knew I probably didn't read them instead of just going through them really quickly to get enough info to BS my way through a paper. Oh, yeah, I was reading a book one time for a book report one time, and then, oh, yeah, I got called the first day to talk about my book report when I had just started reading it the night before and hadn't even gotten but like 10 pages in. Oh, yeah, when there's a big thing about the book, because the teacher read every single book we had. So she would read all the books, right? And she's going to know really fast that I didn't read but like 10 pages of the book. That became painfully obvious. But we had to go to the library to read a book, to find out research. We didn't have a Siri, I need to know about baboons. Baboons. They are native to Kenya, Africa. One of the biggest ones, name is Barack Obama. Or whatever the can. I'm just kidding. But that's my point, you know. Now they just, and then they'll talk for like 10 minutes on like a baboon or whatever, like a zebra or gerbil or whatever, so you can learn about it. I had to actually go to the dang library and do research. You know, I think we're about 5 years away from having a tree that you fold up like an umbrella, you know. And it's got all your ornaments on it. It probably won't survive many Christmases, so don't put any ones that you really care about on that tree. Because when you fold it up, like the umbrella. But that's just where we live in. know, I grew up in the hard generation. Okay, you're going to have to work at the party if you want to have a birthday as a kid. Now it's like, here's the Insta kit. Yep, everything you need for a 2-minute setup party. Yes, that's right. This gun shoots out 4 rolls of crepe paper at once, twist it, and it will attach it to the room, to one side of the room. All you have to do is attach it to the other side, and you got crepe paper strung in no time. That's just Insta world we live in. Insta everything. The Insta deaths. John Wayne's dead? No, he's not. I mean, these fake celebrity deaths and everything that kill me. I mean, now, first thing I do when I see anyone that died is I scrutinize the website to make sure it is like FoxNews.com. Or MSNBC.com or CNN.com, not CNNN.com or FOXX.CON. You know, because so many people hoax deaths. Yeah, what's up? I remember Tommy Chong one time pulled out a joint, lit it up, because I'm not effing dead, because there was a huge hoax and he had died. But so what we live in, folks. It's the world we live in. There's so much information out there. You have to... This conversation is not easy. You got to do due diligence. When an article says, a man can't wave an American flag or fly an American flag, and then when you read the whole article, and then you find out that, oh, the Homeowners Association doesn't allow any flags. Don't forget to like, share, and if you there, you're kicking it, and you want to say hi, comment. Say hi, whether it's on the conversation page, or it's Blog Talk, or it's via, just my regular Facebook page. I do have a PayPal link, so if you want to donate and help out, it's greatly, greatly appreciated. It's just, this whole world's just crazy, man, and we got to get back to it. I mean, you should use this time to get into the Word. And that's what you need to do. I mean, you know, I think it's crazy, but, you know. Because, like, in Illinois, they were going to have a bunch of, because of this COVID-19 and all this stuff, they were going to have 75 new dispensaries in Chicago to where you can get cannabis. For people that have medical issues, it helps, it works wonders. You know, Charlotte Figgy, who the Charlotte's Web strain is named after, it's an amazing strain. It's an amazing CBD strain. And, you know, because of COVID-19, a lot of things were put on the back burner. They were possibly going to have cannabis legalized in New York, but hey, my wife is walking in the studio right now saying, what's up? But it's just, you know, we were really close to getting some newly formed, you know, things and getting some movement that way. But now because of COVID-19, we're kind of, it's going under the back burner. Because now, because we've got like a bunch of people that have died. Because they only have 4 ventilators. New York only had 4 ventilators, and they needed more than 4. Even though they had a stockpile a mile long line, that ventilator thing is just that dude cracked me up like crazy. It's funny to see my wife, but it's hilarious. Come here. Oh, see, my wife don't want to say hi or nothing on the camera.
I'm busy.
Oh, I thought you were Melissa, but okay. Oh, it's busy.
What?
I hurt her head. I do. I really do. I mean, she puts up with me, so I got to give her that much. I'm still alive after 5 years, so that accounts for something. But I mean, but it's what it is. I mean, you know, we're finally making some headway, and then COVID-19 comes in. I mean, there are universities that, are we even going to open in September? Because if that 20th wave comes, remember, who's in control? God's in control. Nearly 365 times in the Bible it says, thou shalt not fear.
Sorry. Now I'll say hi.
Okay, there's the camera.
Hi, guys.
They heard you but didn't see you. That's the blog talk. Because you couldn't be seen. Yeah, you weren't in the screen. Because I watched. I'm just kidding. Hey, man. I'm trying to have some lighthearted fun. Because right now, there's all kinds of stuff with the Premier League, like moving forward. Like, when it happened? When will it happen? You know, like, and I think they're trying to work out the kinks and the bugs on what happens and keeping the players safe, and are they going to have, like, what kind of regulations will be in place and different stuff like that. So I think it's going to, I think they're going to be smart about it, and it's going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward with this. Because the biggest thing for me is like the transfer window, like what's going to happen. Because we have no idea who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. Because, okay, Dortmund wants £100 million for, I don't know, Jadon Sancho. Is anyone going to be able to afford that? I don't know. I think it's just going to be a barter trade system. I think it's going to be, okay, we'll give you Paul Pogba for Jadon Sancho if he wants to. Paul Pogba won't want to go to Dortmund. But, it's going to be that way. I mean, I've heard under the table that that's what Mikel Arteta has been told. It's going to be a barter trade system. We don't have the funds. You're going to have to trade and player for player, one of Arsenal's best players for two of. We'll give you Alexis Sanchez back. that's what we need to do. Maybe we can trade with Arsenal for Alexis Sanchez. They can have him back. That's a good one.
We need to be nice.
That is nice. I mean, Alexis Sanchez is the gift that keeps on giving. Because, I mean, obviously he dominated Arsenal, and then when he came to us, he didn't do anything. Maybe he can only play great at Arsenal. I don't know. I'm like, yeah, we finally got a great, yes. I was excited because it was Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV that broke the news and told Mark. And I'm like, yeah, we got a great player. And he just never turned out. But, I mean, that's the hardest thing about this, because I don't know what's going to happen. Because, like, with the transfer window, I put $1 million bet. It's just going to be barter and trading. And no one's going to – I mean, how can you sit there if a lot of people don't have money, spend $100 million on a play? I mean, we're probably the only club that probably has enough funds stashed away to where we can do that. Where we can – spend. I mean, I think we got the greatest deal when we got Bruno Fernandes. When not many people did a January transfer, and we got Bruno Fernandes. We'll be singing in the air tonight. The stars are bright. Fernando. We did the only really good trade out of any Premier League team, in my opinion. In fact, I think, and all the other clubs, they're like, man, we should have done, but who knew this COVID-19 was going to happen except for the New World Order and the elitist globalists. But It's one of those things that as we move forward, I think it's going to be interesting to, I think the most interesting thing about this is just going to be figuring out if they're going to set a date or, because I really haven't seen much of a date on when the Premier League is actually going to start. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. Just want to see if they got any laydowns. Let me see. I want to see if there's any big news or anything that they're saying. So I'm on the Premier League page right now just to see. I mean, because that's the biggest thing I've had a hard time finding, to see if and when I look up to try to find out if they're going to start back up or anything, it just says like they've had, like I've seen stuff and it goes back like before the COVID-19, anything I can find about the Premier League, about start dates and this and that, it says like the 2020-2021 season is going to start August 8th. And this is going back to articles like before COVID-19, and it's hard to find articles that, okay, it's happening, this is today. What are they saying about the restart of the Premier League in this one? Because, like, as of May 11th, the Premier League reveal update on possible June start. Here we go. Because it's been hard, because a lot of the articles I find, like, this is the start date for this. The UK government announced that sporting events could take place in empty stadiums starting from June 1st. So it's just going to be the team's medical staff that are like COVID-19 medical staff, and then like a couple of people to probably commentate, and then like camera crews so you can watch the game and they'll film it. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think, you know, we all need to take a lesson from this and, hey, we're moving forward. Granted, there's no fans, but still. And it's going to be, from what I've been told, on neutral grounds. So, you know, I mean, if no fans are going to be there, it'd be weird to go to, like, Old Trafford and play and have no one there. Go to the Etihad, no one play. Or go to Goodison Park and be like, we're at Goodison Park. But this ain't Goodison Park. There's no one here. You know, imagine going to Goodison Park as an Everton fan and having no one there securing it. It'd be so weird. It'd be like surreal. And so it'd be, I don't know. Kind of like a serene chaos. You know that, where's all the fans? There's no chaos. The chaos is kind of like weird because the chaos is not having anyone there, you know. But the sereneness is, hey, it's peaceful, it's quiet. We're slow. We're gonna get back. We're gonna get back to normal. This is step one. See, we're humans. We don't just pop out the mama and walk. We have to learn to crawl, learn to walk. Like the old saying goes, what has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three at night?
What?
A human. A baby crawling with four legs, a human with two in the afternoon, and a guy with a cane or a woman with a cane at night. That's the third leg.
I've never heard that.
See? That's one thing good about the Bible. people like me and other people, we learn stuff new every day.
I've never even heard that in the Bible.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying that, you know, with humans, the Bible teaches us to learn every day, not take a day for granted. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and what goes on, folks, as we start to get back into the 10-year reentry phase, because that's what they some people think. But, you know, remember what Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He goes, behold, I have placed you an open door that no one can shut. A new heaven of strength, you've kept my word and not denied my name. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you do feel a part of it. I hope you do. I got about a minute 30 left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much. You know, just think about why you do what you do and why you are where you are and who you are, and live your life accordingly. If you can donate to the program and help out, help out. If you can help out at a food shelter, help out. Go and do. The Ultimate Gift, check that movie out. You won't regret it if you haven't seen it. It's an amazing movie, folks. I loved it. Saw it last night. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation and I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Got about 30 seconds left or so. Oh, no. No, I can even shut it off, but it's just one of those things that we do, you know. We just live our lives. And we do for others as they would want done to us. And remember, folks, don't forget this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night, everyone, and God bless you all, and goodbye. Are you having arm spasms or something?
Really?